did not practice. TJ Ward, Lorente McCray, Darian Stewart, Todd Davis, CJ Anderson, Evan Mathis, Owen Daniels, limited, Peyton Manning, Danny Trevathan, Omar Bolden, David Bruton, Cody Latimer, Bubba Caldwell, and Benny Fowler. Go ahead. Did fine. Passed him, talking to him just now. But we basically did individual and did a couple of periods, took a 7-on-7 period, a defensive period. So, you know, took a step today. We'll take a look at tomorrow and probably maybe do a little bit more tomorrow. So just day by day right now. But, you know, a step back in the right direction today.
Gary, what was your discussion with him yesterday like? Tuesday.
Actually, Monday. I talked to him Monday. So just basically about the next steps, you know, the steps toward working back, you know, those type of things. So, you know, we had some work last week, which he felt good about. I felt good about. I had a chance to watch it live one day. I watched it on film another 2 days because I was busy with meetings. But thought we came out of that week very good. So, okay, well, let's take the next step of getting out there, you know, with the team, you know, getting some environments, you know, around the crowd, the rush, those type, you know, so that's what we're trying to get done this week. And like I said, we'll just, you know, a day at a time, but that's the plan the rest of this week.
Based on what you saw today, can you make a judgment as to whether or not
I couldn't make a judgment last. I just think it was good. You know, I think it's another step in the process, and it was a good step. So I think it's about the week, really, less more than about the day.
If Brock plays well this weekend and, I guess, continues his development, can he keep the job even if Peyton is healthy?
Well, I'm expecting Brock to continue to play well. But, we'll, you know, I'm going to stay focused a week at a time. You know, I'm not going to talk about what's going on 3 weeks from now or 2 weeks from now. You know, we're committed to playing Pittsburgh. We're going to have to be really good this weekend. We know who our quarterback is this weekend. We know the other one is out. So we're going to stay committed week to week. Okay, that's not going to change.
Because a quarterback is so important to a team. Mm-hmm. Do you feel more need to keep your team as a whole abreast of what's going on as opposed to, say,
the team knows exactly what's going on because they're out there every day. You know, they know whether or not a guy's practicing, whether or not a guy's playing, you know, whether or not a guy's in meetings. So they saw us take a step toward getting him back to the practice field today. They know Brock is their starter this week. They know that Trevor's the backup this week. So the team's well aware of that, and we had a good practice today.
Gary, when you're watching the film or in person, mm-hmm. what are you looking for in particular? Is there one thing more than anything else that you are looking to see this Peyton?
I don't know. I think I'm probably going taking myself back to when we came off the bye week against Green Bay, you know. So I know what I was looking at then, and I'm probably, you know, probably that's what I'm looking for somehow, some way to see that again, see that he's feeling very well again, you know, and moving around good. So. You know, I don't know how to describe that to you, but that's probably what I'm looking for the most as we move forward.
If Gary goes well, could Peyton dress on Sunday?
No, he will not dress. He's out.
He's a couple days removed from the Oakland game, obviously the turnovers, things of that nature, but did you see on film that injuries maybe caught up with you guys?
No, that's an excuse. I mean, hell, everybody's got people hurt, you know. We got guys banged up, and we've won some great games this year with a lot of guys missing. And we just didn't get it done the other day. You know, we didn't play well enough to win and turn the ball over, you know, in two phases of the game. And when you do that, you're probably not going to win. So, no, we got just got to keep going.
TJ and Bruton?
TJ actually did a lot more today. He was not part of practice. Obviously, he was out. But Bruton was involved in practice. I think, you know, pretty much all those guys, you know, Bruton, Omar, you know, those guys that, you know, were big misses for us last week are back to work today. So, you know, hopefully we have a good week and they'll be ready to go.
Gary, following the Kansas City game, you said you blamed yourself for putting Peyton in that position mm-hmm. to go out on the field. Mm-hmm. What have you learned from that this time around if Peyton's going to play again?
I think you learn something all the time as a coach. You know, I think you're – and it's not about necessarily one player. It's just I think about, you know, your team and everybody, you know, it's kind of like with DeMarcus, you know, I think we put DeMarcus back to work too much too quick. So, you know, you're always, there's situations arising on every player. You know, we got more guys right now. We got TJ right now. We got other guys. So, you know, you're always trying to make sure guys come back the right way and that they're ready to go when they come back. And the good news is for our team right now, We got a lot of guys nicked up and a lot of guys hurt, but we got a damn good chance of getting them all back here in the right way, you know, here at some point. So Greek and I have got to do a good job with that.
Will your evaluation be on what you see or what he tells you? If he says to you, I'm okay to play, but you don't totally see it.
Well, it'll be off of I'm going to evaluate what I'm watching in practice. You know, every player wants to play all the time. Every player is going to be positive with you all the time, you know. Sometimes as a coach, you got to be honest with them and say, well, here's what I'm watching. You know, let's sit down and watch his film, and this is what I'm seeing. But, you know, I don't think I've ever come across any player that, you know, they're going to tell you, I'm ready to go. You know, I feel good. So I don't expect that any different from any player.
Gary, does practice tell the whole story, especially that position?
Well, it tells a lot. I mean, you got to be able to go out there and function and do the things you can, you know, that you have to do on Sunday. You got to do them during the week. Can players play without practicing consistently? Yeah, there's a lot of guys that you have to give breaks and stuff, but those are usually guys that are consistently playing. We're talking about a 30-day span now before we went back to actually doing some football stuff, so we're trying to make up some ground right now.
How has Brock responded after his first loss?
Oh, Brock's fine. I mean, kid's smiling all the time. He's always upbeat. He's got a lot of confidence in himself. He did a lot of good things that day. Completed a lot of passes, you know, for a young quarterback. And he knows he's going into a really tough place to play this week, and he's going to have to play really well for his team. So, you know, I'm proud of Brock. I've said that over and over again. He's doing a good job for his team. His team knows how hard he works, and he's got a lot of confidence in himself. Danny was back today. He has not been totally cleared, but he was cleared to practice well today. So he's heading in the right direction.
What about CJ? Where is he at? And how much did you miss him in pass pro last week?
CJ. I thought you were talking about TJ. CJ. CJ did not practice today. And really the reason he did not practice is because we're inside. We're stuck inside. Hopefully we'll be outside tomorrow and he'll be back to work. But my expectations are for him to be back. Did we miss him in pass pro? I wouldn't say that because we didn't get blitzed last week, you know. I think we got two maybe the entire game, and I think Ronnie and Juwan did an excellent job. So I wouldn't say that. But, you know, I think we missed CJ's just his ability to help us offensively. So expect him to get back this week, hopefully tomorrow.
Is there a reason Brock wasn't on the media schedule this week?
Who's not on the media schedule?
Every Wednesday or Tuesday gets sent out a media schedule and always lists the quarterback.
That's one thing I'm not in charge of. So y'all ask him about, okay. Why'd you do that?
What is the challenge that your cornerbacks in particular face with this passing game from Pittsburgh?
Well, the thing about this team, they're balanced. You know, they got three guys that can really get down the field and make big plays. You know, it's not about one player. So, and then the tight end's back. You know, Heath is back, making a lot of plays on third down. So, they're throwing it all over the place. Ben's probably, I think Ben may be the best deep ball thrower I've ever seen in this league in my years as a coach. And they're getting it down the field. So probably the big thing when I look at this team this year, last year they lost a running back. You know, I was in Baltimore. We played them three times. They lost a running back. This year they've had another one step in and play extremely well. So, very powerful right now, playing really well as a team.
Roethlisberger, that when defenses do take one receiver away, he's more than happy to throw.
It's spread all over the place. I mean, they're all making big plays, and they're getting a lot of plays in a game, Jeff. You know, they're playing with the tempo. They're spreading the field. There's a lot of snaps for them. I mean, you're seeing anywhere from around the 80 number, seeing it even close to 90 a couple of times. So these guys are doing a hell of a job.
This will be an excellent start to the season. Mm-hmm. He's missed one field goal in the last three games. Obviously hit four. Are you seeing on film it's just it's nothing to worry about? Or
yeah, I have a lot of confidence in him. Matter of fact, that's a good topic because he kicked really well today. I mean, he's hitting some bombs out there in practice. So I think he's been very consistent for us. You know, obviously, you know, last week that's a big miss. You know, he'd like to have that back. But I think he's been very consistent, and not only with his field goals, but taking the return game away from some people too.
Place to play, rabid crowd. Brock really hasn't been in this situation before, although he's played on the road. So how do you prepare him differently? Do you worry at all about him doing something he hasn't done before?
I mean, we won't prepare him any differently, Les. I mean, we work with noise and those type of things. But this is a great environment. You know, I say tough. I think it's great. You know, it's a great place to play, great football town, great fans. you know, you've got to be locked in when you go in there to play. And so we need to have a great week. But it's just another challenge. I mean, if you're going to be a good quarterback in this league, you got to be able to do it all over the place. So it's another challenge for him.
You mentioned on Monday, Brock, learning to not drift in the pocket and step up. Is that something they can work on in practice? Is that only going to be something he learns in games?
Oh, you work on that all the time. You know, I mean, that's something Napper, we do drills with that all the time. But, you know, until you get out there and get a bunch of starts under your belt and a bunch of snaps under your belt, sometimes, you know, it's not natural. You tend to slide away from something instead of move up away from it and help the tackle. So, but I think he's been doing a pretty good job. You know, I was making reference to a couple of plays, and but we had a lot of guys out there that had a couple of plays they'd like to have back. So we'll just try to get him better.
Anything else?
Okay, you have a good day.